Congratulations, young lady.
Thank you.
Hey, tell me about poetry, and what is it about poetry that inspires you?
With poetry, I feel like you can really interpret it your own way. You can turn it into something and how you feel. There's no set one way on how to say one specific poem. You can have one poem, you can say it in multiple ways. So that's what I really like about poetry. It's all up for interpretation.
Do you write your own poetry?
That's something I started recently, not before, but since doing this competition, it's something that I definitely have been looking into and trying out.
Right. Now, your final recitation at the state finals in Smyrna in February, you recited The Albatross by Kate Bass, and that apparently earned you very high marks with the judges. What was some of the feedback? We're going to get you to read that poem to us, but what was some of the feedback you got from the judges?
I just think they liked how it was contemporary and it was something different. Listening to this poem, you just have to feel, and you know, it's all about how you're presenting the poem, and I feel like they liked it because it's a very, you know, hidden meaning type of poem where that means there's a lot of, you know, hidden meanings throughout the lines. It's not always clear. So I think that's what he liked about it.
Who is your favorite poet?
My favorite poet would be Ellen Watkins Harper. I read one of her poems last year in the competition. I just like how her poems is really like, you know, a calling kind of.
All right. So again, your final recitation, The Albatross by Kate Bass. Read us some passages, if not the whole entire poem, please.
Okay. So The Albatross by Kate Bass. When I know you're coming home, I put on this necklace. Glass beads on silken thread, a blue that used to match my eyes. I like to think I'm remembering you. I like to think you don't forget. The necklace lies heavy on my skin. It clatters when I reach down to lift my screaming child. I swing her, rolling my arms until she forgets. The bleeds glitter in the flicker of a TV set. As I sit her on my lap and wish away the afternoon, I wait until I hear a gate latch lift, the turn of key and lock. I sit amongst toys and unwashed clothes. I sit and she fingers the beads until you speak in a voice that no longer seems familiar, only strange. I turn as our child tugs at the string. I hear a snap and a sound like falling rain.
Thank you so much. I can understand why that was the winning poem. Again, we're talking to Chelsea Anoche Ajay. She is the winner of the 2019 Poetry Out Loud Delaware State Contest. She is the champion. The finals held in Smyrna back in February. And for your winning presentation, I understand you received $200 and an all-expense-paid trip to D.C. to compete at the national championship. What's that like? Are you excited for that opportunity?
Yes, this is so real, kind of. You know, I hoped and prayed that I would make it this far, but, you know, there was always that little bit of doubt. But now that I've made it, I feel more confident. I'm excited and I'm ready to go.
What about your parents, Chelsea? They must be very proud of you.
Yes. I live with my mom, and she was definitely really shocked and proud. You know, like I said, this something like this hasn't really happened to me before, and you know, it's a chance for me to represent, you know, Delaware, and I'm very honored to have that chance.
That's fantastic. All right, we're going to talk to your teacher, Mr. Christopher Vella, now. And sir, are you on the line? All right, we're talking with Chelsea's teacher, Christopher Vella. Sir, you must be very proud of your student.
Oh, we're all very proud of her. It was definitely an amazing moment to hear her name called out.
Did you help her decide on her winning poem, the final poem for her to read?
No, when it comes to the choice of poems, Chelsea was really all over that. She had complete control of it.
Talk to me about what kind of a student Chelsea is.
She's an amazing student. In a 10th grade honors class, she definitely stood out.
That's great. Anything else about the poetry class that she is in? Where do we go from here with the rest of the year and with Chelsea as your student?
You know, this is our third year running the poetry club. And, you know, so far Chelsea has gone the furthest with it, which is exciting for her. And we're ready for her to go to D.C.
The Poetry Out Loud State Competition, of course, we want to tell everybody, is sponsored by the Delaware Division of the Arts in partnership with the National Endowment for the Arts and the Poetry Foundation. It's all part of a national program that encourages high school students to learn about great poetry through memorization, performance, and competition. And any final words from you as her teacher, Mr. Vella?
Just that here at Hudson Votech, we're so proud of her, and we're just excited for her to show off that as a school we do have arts programs and that we do excel in the arts.
Now, will you be there in D.C. when she goes to the Nationals?
Yeah, that's the plan, and I can't wait to see her come up on that stage and perform.
Are you taking the entire class with you?
No.
Hey, Chelsea, any final words? You're such a bright young lady. You're very well spoken. And again, I want to say congratulations to you. Good luck in the finals. Any final words? Would you like to read another one of your poems, maybe a favorite that you have?
I do have a couple of final words, and I can recite a poem if you would like.
Okay.
I would just say that take advantage of the opportunities that are presented to you. You never know where anything can lead. And my parents, you know, they're originally from Ghana, Africa, and opportunities like this, you know, don't come. So me being here, I really appreciate, you know, having the opportunities given to me and taking them and running with them and seeing how far I can get. And, yeah, so use the opportunities you have very wisely.
That's fantastic. All right, what's the name of this poem that you're going to read to take us out?
Okay, it's called Sit and Sew by Alice Moore Dunbar Nelson. I sit and sew, a useless task it seems. My hands grown tired, my head weighed down with dreams. The panoply of war, the martial tread of men, grim-faced, stern-eyed, gazing beyond the ken of lesser souls whose eyes have not seen death, nor learned to hold their lives but as a breath. But I must sit and sew. I sit and sew. My heart aches with desire, that pageant terrible, that fiercely pouring fire on wasted fields and writhing grotesque things once men. My soul in pity flings appealing cries, yearning only to go there in that holocaust of hell, those fields of woe. But I must sit and sew. The little useless seam, the idle patch, why dream I here beneath my homely thatch when there they lie in sudden mud and rain, pitifully calling me the cooked ones and the slain? You need me, Christ. It is no roseate dream that beckons me. This pretty futile scene, it stifles me. God, must I sit and sew?